Country 102.5's Feel Good Story, Jonathan Weir and Ayla Brown.
Feels Good is brought to you by South Shore Medical Center. Sorry, my copy was messed up. South Shore Medical Center, for all your primary care needs and more, right here on the South Shore. South Shore Medical Center, here when you need us. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
Okay, well, earlier we were talking about mentors. You talked about the guy who had the trench coat, so you wanted to have a trench coat.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I played basketball, and I wanted to because I saw someone on the King Philip Girls High School team that was so good, and I was like, I want to play basketball, too. You know, sometimes we meet people that we want to be like in life, and sometimes people are just put in our lives for a greater purpose and a bigger reason. And I think that this story is the latter of the two. Six-year-old Raylan has always been a daddy's girl, and she loves that title. Every time she meets someone new, she says, "Hi, I'm Raylan, and this is my daddy," and she brings them over and introduces them to her daddy. But sadly, a few weeks ago, her dad passed away due to a tough battle with colon cancer. He was only 41 years old, and Raylan was absolutely devastated. During his funeral, a woman named Emily Binneman, she was just running by the funeral home with her dog, Blue. And that's when all of a sudden, Emily, the runner, heard this very quiet and little voice. It was six-year-old Raylan sitting on the stairs of the funeral home, and she asked what most kids ask when they see a dog, right? "Excuse me, can I pet the puppy?" So sweet, right? And without knowing what was happening inside the funeral home or anything about Raylan's life, the runner asked, "Well, as long as it's okay with your parents." And then the unthinkable happened. Here's the little girl talking about it.
I asked her if she wanted to come in and see my dad.
If you couldn't understand that little adorable voice, she asked Emily, the runner, and her dog to come inside the funeral home and meet her daddy, something that she'd say many times before to anyone who'd she want to meet her father. Emily was in workout shorts and she had her dog, but she said, okay, and was led by Raylan's little hand into the funeral home. And as soon as she realized what was going on, that the funeral inside was for her father, she understood that this was probably going to be the last time that she introduced someone to her dad and said, "I want you to meet my daddy." Raylan's mom was being interviewed by CBS News, and this is what she said about the runner.
Everyone was kind of looking around like, where did she come from? And she came in right next to Ray, like they'd known each other for so long. There was that connection there.
It's so interesting. Since that funeral, here's an update. Raylan and Emily got together again. They plan on staying friends for life. And I was just, I saw this story. I was in bed and I was just like shedding tears because I'm like, of course, like that is the sweetest thing. The six-year-old girl, I just felt her pain. But then like dogs bring everybody together, right? And then this girl, Emily, who was just running by, decided to take a chance. And now they're going to be friends for life. And I think that when you go through something tragic like that, you just need a shoulder to cry on. So I thought maybe if someone else was going through that today, they just needed to hear it. That's your Feels Good for today.
Gonna have to give Ayla a moment. While she's taking her moment, I'm gonna give you a hint for $1,000 Minute, which is coming up. Of Selma Hayek, Selena Gomez, and Antonio Banderas, which is not a person of Mexican descent?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.